This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. There's plenty of bad news about the Chicago public school system these days, from a kickback scandal to an impending teacher's strike. But more kids there are graduating and going to college. Marketplace education correspondent Amy Scott takes us inside Chicago's Washington High School for a closer look at what seems to be working.
It's a few weeks into the school year, and these ninth graders are still getting the hang of things.
Yes.
Can we just, like, number it, like, 1, 2?
Just number it. Yeah, that's fine, too.
They're at a bigger school with hundreds more kids and more complicated class schedules. To help with the transition, teacher George Fotopoulos says Washington clusters freshman classes along one main hallway.
It keeps things easier, so freshmen aren't going all over their place because high school can be pretty overwhelming as it is.
And ninth grade isn't just any grade.
Freshman year is where you start. If you start strong, chances are you're going to end strong.
Fernando Rodriguez, a senior now, found that out the hard way.
So it's been a struggle because I didn't take it seriously.
Years ago, researchers at the University of Chicago discovered that how students do their freshman year is the best predictor of whether they'll graduate, better than their previous grades or attendance or their family's income. Sarah Duncan co-directs the university's Network for College Success. She says the first year sets the tone. Let's say a student fails a class or two in ninth grade.
We've experienced many teachers who thought that giving a freshman who's 14 years old an F would make them work harder.
Duncan says that's not what happens.
Most kids interpret an F as I don't belong here, I am not going to succeed here. They come to school less, they do less and less work, and then they're in this downward spiral of falling further and further behind.
To prevent that, the district started arming schools with a steady stream of data so they could step in at the first sign of trouble with grades or attendance. When assistant principal Kathleen Valenti started at Washington 3 years ago, she made sure everyone who could mentored students at risk of falling behind.
We had security guards being mentors, coaches being mentors, and we saw increases for those students, just that little touch.
Back then, just 65% of students graduated in 4 years. Principal Kevin Gallick says last year, about 83% finished on time.
It's pretty reasonable to have a 90% graduation rate if we can get things right with today's freshman class.
Skeptics of Chicago's progress worry some schools are goosing their numbers by passing students who aren't prepared. But Gallick says his students' ACT scores have gone up 4 years in a row. The University of Chicago's Sarah Duncan says if schools were just moving more kids through and not really teaching them, scores should have gone down. In Chicago, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And Amy, we'll have more from Washington High this afternoon on Marketplace.